Grant joining us with what it says in this morning's papers is Fiona Kelly.
Yesterday's road crash near Clonus in County Monaghan, which resulted in the death of two teenage girls and three other people being injured, dominates the front of today's Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mail, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. All papers report that the girls, who were aged 16 and 17, were on their way to a Debs ball at the time, and that another young woman and a young man, both aged 18, who were travelling in the same car, and the driver of the car, a 60-year-old man, were hospitalised after the crash. The announcement that Accenture is to lay off 890 of its 6,500 staff in Ireland generates the lead story in both the Irish Times and Irish Examiner. The Times notes that the management consultancy company has cut 20% of its Irish operation in the past year. But despite this, the company claims that it remains firmly committed to Irish business. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that Gardaí found a six-figure sum of cash in the Sligo home of 23-year-old Yusuf Polani, who pleaded guilty in court yesterday to the killing of Aidan Moffat and Michael Snee over the course of 2 days in April of last year. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the appearance in court yesterday of 25-year-old Tiernan McFadden and 23-year-old Caelan Brogan from Derry on charges related to them claiming responsibility on behalf of the new IRA for the attempted murder of DCI John Caldwell in Omagh last February. Prosecutors in the High Court claimed yesterday that McFadden made fun of the attack when he uploaded an image of a ball hitting the back of a net on social media on the night that the senior police officer was shot in front of his young son following a football training session. For its lead story, the Irish News reports that a crowdfunding scheme for a documentary on the disappearance of Belfast teenager Noah Donoghue raised £157,000 in 4 weeks. Elsewhere on the front pages, Vera Powell and Katie McCabe feature in pictures in the front of three of today's papers, alongside reports of a rift between the manager and captain of the Irish team. Both women are pictured in upbeat form amongst other members of the squad after yesterday's nil-all draw against Nigeria in the Examiner and Independent. The Times, however, runs with the shot of McCabe remonstrating with the manager during yesterday's game. And writing in that paper, Gavin Comiskey reminds us that the last time the Republic of Ireland went to the World Cup in Saipan in 2002, the narrative was also dominated by a bitter row between manager and captain. Also in the Times, it's reported there that the Standards in Public Office Commission is to investigate concerns raised about an estimated €400,000 worth of gold bars stored in a vault belonging to the National Party. And finally, although yesterday's celebrations in the capital to mark the Dublin team's All-Ireland victory provide today's papers with lots of great pictures, the week's other big sports event, the Galway Race, also receives plenty of coverage, including pull-out supplements in four of today's papers. If you're more interested in fashion and fascinators, however, check out the back page of The Examiner, where you'll find pictures of women wearing the kind of hats that really don't give you much protection when it rains.